Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners out there, and I just had a disturbance, okay, that would probably be my son, and we just talked about that before the show, and it just happened as soon as we entered. listeners out there, thank you for joining us. And if you don't know, this is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And by the way, I love that intro music. Isn't it calming? I see you guys shaking your head out there. But once again, welcome and thank you to the listeners and to our guests. As always, we have a guest that's waiting to... give us a little bit of, I call it empowerment in some type of area of our life, okay? So get ready for that. Now, this show is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And everyone, you know what this show is about. I say it every episode, okay? This show is about taking control of our life. And not letting life take control of us, okay? And one more thing, in case you don't know it, I'm your host, Keylane Greenwood, your one and only urban life coach, okay? Here, on this show, how we help take back our life and take control of our life, because we all have that power, okay? We have that power. Within us, outside of us, we have access to it because we are part of creation. And creation is divine, my personal belief. And I gotta give a shout out to how I get my strength every day to overcome obstacles. And I still have my trials. I still have things that I battle within life. To not get crushed, but I'm making more and more progress, pushing the way through, because I'm accessing my power, greatness, and wisdom that is within all. And it's because of who I got to give it out to, my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the master of me and my family and the teacher. Give me the wisdom, the power that created the universe and the world. He is my teacher and my love, okay? And that's who helps me overcome. Okay, now before we get started, I know I'm talking a lot, everyone, but I'd like to hype the show up and get you ready to go for our guest here. Lastly, this show is about learning how to cope, survive, thrive, having hope, inspiration, encouragement, kindness, love, and gratitude. Okay, all that stuff and a lot more. It helps us take control of our life and all the areas of our life by identifying and overcoming the barriers that stop in our relationships, our marriages. What is stopping your happiness? What is the barrier that you have that's stopping you from thriving from day to day? If you don't know what it is, then how can you overcome it? So let's start identifying, look at yourself, look at your day. Let's do some introspection. Very powerful. Now, the title of this episode today is Taking Control, Cracking the Code the happiness, and give a welcome for our expert guest, David Chatfield. Okay, now before we speak with him, I'm going to give you a little bit of background bio, as I do of every guest. And this is quite interesting background, okay? It's very intriguing, too. Let me give you a little background on our expert guest, David Chatfield, okay? He is Arthur, okay? Attorney, okay? I can't remember if he's retired or not. Oh, but I do believe he owns his own practice, okay? His own law firm, okay? Now, he has many, many years in the music industry as a, like an advisor, career advisor, consultant type. And he's been, you know, he's been a music producer, music manager for many music artists and motion pictures. And check this out. Now, this is the interesting part. He's worked with major blockbuster movies and artists you'll know just by the drop of a name. I don't know if he worked with them. He can tell you more, but he's done work for them, if I say that correctly. I don't want to give out a lot of names there because we're not name dropping, but just know that you know a lot of these people, okay? You see them on the news. And he did that work with motion picture actors, writers, editors, producers, like I said, in the blockbuster industry of Hollywood. That's how I phrase it. So, but check this out. Now, he has written his book, Taking Control, Cracking the Code of Happiness. So, attorney, motion picture consultant, / attorney, like a happiness coach. Interesting. So we're going to find out how all that began, and he's going to let you know how that began and a little bit about himself and how he helps others in his book. You know, the theme of his book and how, you know, the key to happiness, as he says, quote, like, the key, learn the keys of happiness in the chaotic world. And I think that's the theme of the book, you know, learning techniques and, you know, just getting some good empowerment. So please give a welcome for our guest here at Empowering Ourselves, David Chatfield, everyone. David, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you? It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming to the show, our show. I like to, like, look at it as we're co-hosting the show together. Now, like I said, it was very interesting. If you would, just for a minute or two, we don't got to get deep because we already did 8 minutes. Time goes very fast. And towards the end, I want you to give out your contact information and whether they can purchase the book and you know, any events or touring you might be doing or anything else you want to say on the last couple minutes. So let's get down. Real quick, music consultant, attorney, now you got the keys, I mean, cracking the code to happiness. How did that happen?
Well, having worked with people on a one-to-one basis, representing them, managing them, coaching them, you know, in their business career for my entire life, and having had education in college and in groups afterwards, I learned about interpersonal relationships. I learned about the things that you need to do in order to build a strong relationship. And the genesis of the book really was when my daughter went off to college. She went from bright, sunny Southern California by the beach to dark, rainy, cloudy, far northern California on the Oregon border, and she got depressed. And so every day I would write up a Facebook post that was meant to get her out of bed. It was something, you know, which was going to make her feel good about herself and make her feel good about her day and about her abilities. And so I did that every day for a year until the summertime when she came home for summer vacation. And then I stopped. And it was a public Facebook post for all my friends anyway. And when I stopped writing, hundreds of people wrote back to me and said, "Why did you stop? You were getting us out of bed." And so I said, "Uh-oh, maybe I better write a book." So I took a lot of my posts and the ideas in the posts and organized them and turned them into what has become a best-selling book, you know, Taking Control, Cracking the Code to Happiness. And I'd be happy to share with you some of the keys to creating happiness in your own life and taking control of each and every aspect of your life.
Okay, please do share. Listeners, there's some gems. If this resonates with you, I'd really take a deep listen, because this can help improve the quality of life for some and many who's listening. David, if you would, please.
Right. I think that the foundation for any relationship that you have, and you have a relationship with everything and everyone in your life, and it makes you either happy or unhappy, depending on how your relationship is with, for example, your friends or your coworkers or your significant other. So what you have to do is you have to create strong and lasting relationships in order to be happy in both your personal and business life. And to do that, you have to begin with integrity. You have to become a person of integrity, and it's not really that hard. It's just all you have to do is make and keep a commitment with yourself to keep all of your agreements with everyone. For example, if you tell your best friend you're going to see them on Tuesday at 10 o'clock and you make the agreement to do that, and someone else calls you and says, "I really have this great opportunity for you on Tuesday at 9. Can you go?" You can't blow off the other agreement. You have to tell the person, "Oh, you know, I already have a commitment. I can't make it. We'll have to reschedule." And make them know that, and make everyone know that when you make a commitment or an agreement with someone, you are a person that can be trusted and dependent upon to keep your word. And once you build yourself up in everyone's mind as being a person of integrity, you naturally get involved in stronger relationships. I mean, I use it in my business life. All my clients trust me implicitly that if I go to court or something, a judge will trust that I'm going to tell them the truth, because I'm just one of these people that everyone knows that I keep my word. And so, you know, the first part of taking control of your life is taking control of yourself and just becoming a person who keeps his word. And the kids, for some reason, they have a problem with keeping their word. They send a text message to someone, you know, saying, "Oh, yeah, let's go out on Thursday." And they think that they're making an agreement with a phone, not a person. So they don't think much about just not showing up. I mean, they don't, you know, cancel. They don't even just show up and don't even notify each other. So that's really a problem, you know, with a lot of people. So in order to get your life back in order and take control of it, you know, become a person that other people can depend upon. And that way your relationships with family, friends, and associates will become very strong and have a very strong foundation.
Okay. Integrity. Okay. So
isn't that an interesting idea for the entertainment business, to have people with integrity? Well, there are a lot of us in it.
Yes. I know, and I can feel that, because a person that I want to say, I call it like in the I'm not making this a religious thing, But, like, and the Bible says the fruits of the Spirit are all these things pure, you know, and it say a lot of things, you know, when you're living right, when you're living your life right, when you're living with Christ, it says, you know, the fruits of the Spirit is, all those pure things, joy, love, peace. So I can see integrity has a lot to do with relating to happiness when you are connected with self and you are, you know, are down deep touching with yourself. It naturally will bring forth a lot of pure fruit. And I can see integrity being a fruit of being happy and of being pure, you know. So that's kind of how I interpret what you said. I see the fruits of really being in touch, and as you said, being in control of yourself. That was a new spin, how you put it, and I like that. The listeners, hey. Everyone has their own way of taking things in. I like to say, David, that I'm a unusual fella. I'm an unusual fella when I take in things. But yes. Okay. So that integrity is explained in the book. And again, taking control, cracking the code, the happiness, correct?
Yes. And the next thing you need to do after you become a person of integrity in order to build your relationships with everyone and everything is you need to eliminate egocentric expectations. You know, you have to accept people the way they are. Realize that people are not going to change, and you have to stop hanging out with people that you need to change because they're not going to change. And you either have to accept them the way they are or not be with them because, you know, when you get into a relationship with someone that you need to change and they don't want to change, they start to suck the life energy away from you. And it's what we call a negative relationship. And you need to get rid of a negative, toxic people. And people around that are empowering and positive, and they make you feel good when they leave you, instead of the negative people who make you feel sick to your stomach after they're gone, and you're all tired, and you wonder, why do I feel so bad when this person leaves? You know, it's yes. Because they're negative. And so yes. If you begin a relationship with integrity and accepting a person the way they are, and they make you feel good about yourself, you now have an excellent chance to form a positive, supportive, and lasting relationship. And that's really one of the basics to having a happy life and taking control of your life. Take control of your relationships by not expecting too much from other people and just accepting them the way they are. And then all of a sudden, it becomes no problem. It's not a burden. It's not work. You've just taken control of your life by releasing, you know, all these expectations that you have.
Yes. And it's funny you said that because I was talking with a friend of mine and, you know, he was telling me things and we came to the conclusion that, you know what, we have to meet people where they're at. We can't change them. They have to change on their own. You can't change them. So that's funny. We just came to the conclusion, as we said, David, we must meet them where they're at. As you stated, you know, you have to accept them who they are, and that's how what I call meeting them where they are, without judgment, without trying to change them, because they can only change themselves. When you when you meet them where they are, you're not trying to change them. You just accept who they are. And as you said, accepting who they are, you either accept them and deal with them, or you accept who they are and distance yourself from them. And
right.
Having that conversation, and that is so powerful, because trying to change someone is, I tell you, it's a losing battle. You cannot change someone. They can only change people. We can only, listeners, you heard the show before. That's why it's called, that's why we always talk about taking control of our lives. That's the first thing, David. Every show when we come on and we reaffirm the direction and the mission of the show is taking control of your life, not taking control of someone else's life, or we don't say letting someone take control of our life. You know, it's taking control of our life. And part of that is, and the other person, we can't control them, only they can take control of their life. And as you stated, when they're ready to change, they can do it. And if they're not, they're not going to change. So I like those two as I call them, preception in your book, that your book talks about. And then again, we're going to let everyone know what that book's about. The show went fast, David. We only have a few minutes left, and it's been 30 minutes. So I want to push the show toward getting some other stuff out here for the listeners so they can know a little bit more about you. Real quick here, if you can just let the listeners know, what is one or two things that, okay, I don't want to ask that question. Okay, let's talk about the book.
Your okay.
book, Taking Control, Cracking the Code to Happiness. Okay. When listeners read the book, what exactly are they going to come back with? Just like in the gist, in the sentence, the book.
What are they going to get? Yeah,
yes.
They're going to get all the clues they need to take control of every aspect of their life. You know, in the book, it talks about taking control of yourself, accepting yourself the way you are. And if you need some improvement, there's nothing wrong with that. And also taking control of their finances, taking control of their health, you know, all the areas that cause discomfort in your life. You know, if you concentrate on them, and there are little clues in each chapter, and they're not long, the chapters are pretty easy to read. And each part of the book tells you how to take control of a different part of your life that will add up to making you happy. And, you know, it talks about also about visualizations and affirmations and prayers and how powerful they are. But it also talks about, you know, praying for virtues instead of things, and praying for conditions instead of specific outcomes, and, you know, having your mind build the circumstances that we experience, and to think positively. But then it goes on and it urges you to take action, not baby steps. Take the biggest steps you can to get to the place that you feel that you need to be. You know, don't let fear hold you back. You know, fear is just silly. People are afraid of other people, and when you realize that everybody's afraid of everyone else, how silly is that? Why would you be afraid of someone who's afraid of you? It's just ridiculous. So, you know, take all your fears, write them down on pieces of paper, what you're afraid of, and go to a lake or an ocean or a river and cast them away, or put them in a bucket and light them on fire. Get rid of your fears. and then take control of your life so that you feel that somehow you've done everything necessary to make your life work and you feel comfortable. You're more comfortable in your own skin. You feel that you're the best you can be, and you let go of the past and all of the decisions you made in the past. Just accept them. Just say, I did the best I could when I did them, and concentrate on the present moment and the future. And that's where we can go.
Well, with this last minute, let the listeners know where they can contact, where they can purchase your book at and contact you.
Okay.
Last All minute.
Right. My book is available. My book is available on Amazon.com. And there's also a Kindle book special where you can get an electronic copy of the book for your computer or smartphone on Kindle. And you just type in, you know, Taking Control, Cracking the Code to Happiness, or my name, David Chatfield, and the book will pop up. It's a bestseller on there. And also they can reach me at david@chatfieldentertainment.com. And that way, and the last name is spelled Chatfield, and then entertainment.com. I respond to every email that I get. So anybody who has a question or a problem, just email me. I love to hear from readers. People are telling me from all over the world how great their lives have become after reading my book. So that's it.
All right, everyone. That was our guest, David Hatfield. Hey, thank you, man, for coming on the show. And when you write your next one, I know this one is going to be a success, already is a success. We want you back, okay?
Fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to be back.
All right, everyone. That was our guest, David Chatfield. And, you know, this is empowering ourselves. Just a Australian Urban Life Coach signing off. And one more thing, everyone. Here we go. Thank you.